you get the idea. So let's talk about Vladimir Zelensky. You know, he just dumped a bunch of people out of his government. And before I get to the story, I want to explain how corruption works. First and foremost, let's call it the way it is. Vladimir Zelensky, you might be a fan, I don't care, okay? Vladimir Zelensky and the Ukrainian government in general for years, but Vladimir Zelensky specifically today is one of, if not the most corrupt politician in the world. And this wasn't just based upon the rise of this his fame as a result of the Russian invasion. He was corrupt long before that. He's a puppet. He was placed there. And he was placed there not just by you know, greedy people. He was placed there by powers and principalities, the powers that be. He's always been a favorite of the World Economic Forum, the Council for Inclusive Capitalism, the United Nations. They've all adored him since before he was elected. And he did, for anybody who doesn't remember, he did participate in the first impeachment of Donald Trump. I've always said, look, he could have very easily come out. And I was saying this years ago, long before he became, everybody was knows his name and knows his face. I was talking about him saying, why isn't he coming out and saying, hey guys, no, I wasn't pressured. Why are you impeaching Trump? It was a perfect phone call. Like he said, yeah, it kind of sucks. He was asking for this, asking for that. But hey, nothing. This was just, he's trying to get what he wants. We're trying to get what we want. That's how it works. No, he didn't. He stayed silent. He stayed silent. And that should tell you everything you need to know about the guy. Then you go back even before he was in office. You're talking about a government, a nation, national government that is one of, if not the most corrupt in the world. Why do you think everybody wants to operate there? Why do you think Russia's there? Why do you think the Bidens have always been there? Okay, the entire Biden crime family has been involved with Ukraine since Joe Biden was a senator. Why do you think China has such an interest there? Why do you think BlackRock has such an interest there? And again, I want to be clear, this interest is not new. The Bidens were in Ukraine. Russia was in Ukraine. The World Economic Forum was in Ukraine. The Chinese Communist Party was in Ukraine. Everybody had their hands in Ukraine long before Russia invaded. There's a reason for this. The country is corrupt. Now, I'm not talking about the people, okay? Let's be clear. I'm not talking about the Ukrainian people, but the government of Ukraine, since their inception, and was between 1999 and 2004, I forgot exactly when the corruption really started. But even when they were part of the Soviet Union, they were known as one of the most corrupt satellite countries of the Soviet Union, okay? I mean, it's just what Ukraine is. Again, I'm not ripping on the Ukrainian people. I'm talking about their form of government and the way that they've been basically infiltrated by corruption, by the oligarchs, by the globalists, since their inception as an independent nation. And then once the color revolution put forth by Barack Obama in 2014, that only took it to a whole new level. And then you've got Joe Biden going in and saying, oh, son of a gun, you know, they fired him. Talking about the prosecutor who was going after his son at the time, amongst others, Burisma and everybody else. So corruption is there, always has been, which is funny because today's news shows that Zelensky is going after corruption. But is he really, or is this a cover-up? I would argue that this is much more of a cover-up than it is, you know, him trying to do what's right. Over at the Daily Caller, Zelensky purges top Ukraine leaders amid corruption allegations. It's by Michaela Burrow. Several high-level Ukrainian officials resigned Tuesday amid corruption allegations, including a deputy defense minister accused of overpricing something. Overpaying on a contract for military food rations. Let's get that back. Kyiv said its largest leadership shakeup since Russia's invasion exactly 11 months ago demonstrated President Vladimir Zelensky's desire to root out government corruption, according to Reuters. Three top ministers, a deputy prosecutor general, a deputy head of the president's office, and a deputy defense minister left their post Tuesday after Zelensky hinted at personnel shifts Monday. And several regional governors also resigned, the New York Times reported. And this is a quote from senior advisor to Zelensky, Mykhailo Podolyak. There we go. I think I got that right. He said Zelensky's, and I think it's a he too. Could be a girl, but I think it's a he. Zelensky's personnel decisions testify to the key priorities of the state. Now let's stop there and clarify what that means. The key priority to the state is to keep the money, the arms, the aid of all sorts, including from companies, not just from the United States and other European nations. It's coming from everywhere, from individuals, from rich people, from non-government organizations. They're all pouring money into there, or whatever, pouring whatever they can, sometimes arms. And why are they doing that? Because Ukraine is the ultimate filter. Okay. Ukraine as a nation is where a lot of people go if they want this money to go to that person without anybody knowing about it. They want this money laundered in a way that it can be distributed to, say, less than honorable people or organizations or even other nations. Ukraine is a filter. It's like a black hole of corruption. Knowing this, you can always look to the top. And I'm not saying that it's impossible for a president or any leaders of Ukraine to ever be honorable, but chances are very strong that if they are, they're not going to win. They're not going to be installed into office unless they can be controlled, corrupted, and do the bidding of the powers that be, those who are pulling the strings in Ukraine as a nation. So standard operating procedure, when the hounds are closing in, when corruption is about to be exposed, what do? You get rid of your lackeys. You create scapegoats. And I would argue that these people that are suddenly resigning today, that they are all scapegoats. I'm not saying they didn't do anything wrong, but I'm saying this is how, you know, how do you cover for the president? You get people under him to fall on their swords, or you force people to fall on their swords one way or the other. Now, here's another quote back to the article. Another quote from Podolyak. The president sees and hears society, and he directly responds to a key public demand, justice for all. I am laughing so hard inside right now. That is just hilarious. But I'll continue. Deputy Defense Minister Vyacheslav Shapovalov. I got to stop trying to pronounce names. The deputy defense minister was among those booted Tuesday following a local news report alleging he was involved in a defense ministry contract paying inflated prices for military catering services. Catering? I thought they were in the midst of a war. They're getting catering. The defense minister allegedly paid 2 to 3 times the retail rate for supplies like eggs. Now, let's stop right there. If he's paying 2 or 3 times the rate of eggs, that must mean that they're paying in gold, because there's no way you can afford to pay 2 or 3 times the supply on eggs. Of course, that might just be here in America. Who knows? Like eggs and potatoes in a $360 million contract. On December 23rd, Ukrainian newspaper Zerkala Tuzhnia reported on January 21st, according to the local outlet, The New Voice of Ukraine. That newspaper said, if one wades through the document, they will see that catering services service is specifically separated from the cost of UAH 30 million, that's 820,000, that is about 0.2% of the total contract value, not even 2%. Okay, so yeah, that sounds like, okay, so they brought in some steaks instead of burgers or rations or whatever. I get it, I'm not defending them, but sure, it sounds kind of mild as far as corruption goes, unless there was other corruption. You know, how do you cover up corruption? You cover up the big corruption by showing people little corruption. And then, oh, we got them on that little corruption stuff. Yeah. Shapovalov and the defense ministry denied the report, but said his removal could help restore trust in the country's military, which is waging a brutal war with Russia that is extracting a heavy toll on Ukrainian civilians. Reuters reported Ukrainian people and the country's international partners have raised concerns about the government's history of graft and corruption. Graft. Maybe it's grift. Graft and corruption, according to the New York Times, although that has not prevented billions in military aid from flowing into Ukraine. And they want more. And I'm not going to play it, but there's an article. You can find it over at thelibertydaily.com. An article where even Tucker Carlson, not even, but Tucker Carlson is calling out the Republicans who are now pushing to continue to push aid. Oh, great. We got Republicans to take control of the House. That's the good news. The bad news is they're still sending aid to Ukraine, or at least some of them want to. It's ridiculous. Don't even get me started. Sapovalov's departure will ensure the military remains stable and ensure objectivity during additional clarification and possible investigations. That's according to the New Voice of Ukraine. Ukraine accepted the resignation of President's office deputy leader, whatever, Tuesday, but did not specify the reason for his ouster. Well, I think I have an idea of what that could be, but, you know, we're just speculating at this point. Zelensky announced a new rule Monday night barring officials from traveling abroad for purposes other than official government business, possibly referring to Deputy Prosecutor General something or another. 10-day holiday in Spain over the New Year's weekend. According to Reuters, Ukrainians widely criticized the trip while fighting with Russia did not let up. And that's, look, we rip on our politicians. Joe Biden goes on vacation every week. We rip on our politicians for invading, but at least we're not in the midst of Freudian slip. We rip on our politicians for vacationing because there's turmoil here in the United States, but at least we're not at war. Ukraine is at war, and you got these guys going to Spain to dance, I guess, to eat good food. Zelensky now, oh yeah, I already got that. Simonenko left his post Tuesday according to his own wish, allegedly. Ha ha ha.